It is obviously Leaving Cert Results Day tomorrow. After that, lots of students will be preparing to go to college. They're probably preparing for the whole summer. Families preparing as well. Parents getting stuff in order. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to handle and there's a lot of change required. And there's a new service being launched called Pathways to help students and to help families, I suppose, cope with those changes. And for more on this, I'm joined on the line by Joan Broderick, who's leading the service. Joan, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mark. Thank you very much for having me on today.
No problem at all. First of all, tell us why you started this service, Joan. What's it all about?
So Pathways is a platform and I set it up initially for parents, and guidance counsellors have asked me to talk to students as well. I set it up because, I first of all, I'm a mam myself. I have three graduated adults now at this stage, so that's good. But each of them had bits of wobbles in their own life. And I'm also a nurse and I worked in the education sector for over 30 years. I worked in second level and in third level. I worked as a student health nurse and then I worked in access to education, working with a lot of disadvantaged groups and non-traditional entry students into third level. So I saw what the issues were that people and students would actually face coming into college, especially in the first couple of weeks as they transition from second level to third level. And for parents, you know, your student is 18 years of age, they're adults, and of course they have to go their pathway. But, you know, they come back to us very, very often when things aren't right. And sometimes as parents, we don't know what is the right answer or what way is the right way to guide. So this is what my guiding point is with Pathways. It is really so that everybody, including parents and students, know exactly what the services are available in colleges in Ireland. And so, like, the HEA have a stat that says that 13% of students, they call it non-progression, which means drop out of college in their first year. So they don't actually go on to second year. And that's a lot of students. That's almost 5,000 students in the country. And I want to be able to show people that there's supports there that can help them to stay in college. So that's really the background.
And what are the main challenges that families face, either the students themselves or the parents? What exactly is what's causing students' distress? What's causing the overwhelming, I suppose, nature of it?
So there's a lots of different angles to it for people. You know, students go in and it's such an exciting time, Mark. As you've probably been yourself, or if you haven't, you probably know people that have been. I've been myself, and college is so exciting, and it is such an open door. And the first few weeks go in a whirlwind. So things that actually stumble students the most would be things like feeling isolated after a little while, the long commutes, the academia, and not being able to handle third level academic writing, say, you know, how to do it. Time management is a huge thing as well. So part-time work comes into the middle of it, and how to deal with that. I talk a lot about that on my webinars, about all of these issues. Health issues can stumble people. Isolation, financial issues, of course, are huge. And more so, you know, this year with accommodation, like, students are really struggling to see how they can fit in college. And sometimes there's long commutes, maybe of 2 hours, that, you know, that is, could be 2 hours each way sometimes. Yeah. And that is so hard to manage college and have all of these other additional issues and challenges to deal with as well.
Yeah, of course. And I know, look, I have been to college myself, and I know lots of people, for example, didn't go to lectures and presume, yes, I suppose, that they'll kind of get that kick up the behind that they might have got from teachers in school or at home, and that support network just isn't there, I suppose. Is that part as well, just maybe ensuring that students are aware that you're not going to get...
Yeah, one student really sticks out in my head that I've worked with came in to me in the health centre with, I think it was a toothache he came in with, and you know, in student health is very specialised, and we talk an awful lot with the students, and we get a gauge of, you know, why they're coming into us. So after a little 5 minutes or whatever, the chat came around to settling into college and all of that, and this was coming up towards Christmas, and this student had not been to college for a month and missed a deadline. That was the first thing. So he had an assignment, he missed it, and didn't know what to do about it. So he just buried his head. He was living away from home and came in and was quite stressed, actually. And so when we talked about it, like one small intervention that day sorted all that out for him, and he had a month of stress. So what he did was he emailed his course coordinator and looked for an extension to the deadline, which was given at that time. Like, there's, it's up to the lecturers to decide whether the extension is given or not, and you can't ask for an extension every time you have an assignment. But in extenuating circumstances, which there was in this case, it worked out for him, not for him. But he was thinking about dropping out of college. So that one small visit to the service in the student health centre actually got him through that. And he came back afterwards and said, you know, that was so good. I don't know what I would have done. I think I probably would have just opted out.
Yeah. But like every university has those kind of support networks in place. Exactly. It's just about knowing that they're there and how to access them.
So getting the students across the threshold of the door is hard. And parents will sometimes know that their student isn't really feeling great about things, or might have even talked about it at home. And maybe the parents haven't been to college. They don't know how college works. So I want to tell parents how college works, but I also want to tell the students that the services are there. So if you look at something like time management and the learning supports that are there, every college in Ireland has learning supports. They have health centres. They have counsellors. They have their library staff or facilitators there to work with students. The guidance counsellors are there. And also the Students' Union is such an amazing place to go if you feel you're just not belonging or fitting in. So there's lots of supports, but the student has to get themselves from across that threshold of that door to put their hand up, and whether it's an email or whether it is in person. It both work, but it's getting the student to reach out. Yeah, and, you know, that's...
I was just going to say, as you mentioned before, you know, the first few weeks are such a blur, but people probably don't realise before they start that there's so much learning in those first couple of weeks as to how things work in the university, that before you know it, if you haven't turned up to, let's say, for example, the library walkthrough in the first couple of weeks, you've no idea how the library works for the next year, you know?
No, I'm glad you said that, because that is one of the things. And that comes in orientation week. And, you know, one person said to me, Asha, I don't need to go to orientation. I'm going to a college, not far away. I know the place. But it's actually much more than that. It goes through timetables. Some of the colleges are so big that their coding for the rooms to where to find your lecture hall is like H2115 or something. Do you know what I mean? It's, you know, and you get taught all this in orientation week. You get taught about where the library is. The librarians will show you how to use it, and they're there. They're so welcoming, and they want students to know how to use their service. And so, like, when 4, 5, 6 weeks comes in and there's an assignment, then you're not trying to find the library and you feel such an idiot that you don't know where it is, that maybe you won't go at all, and you try and do it online and whatever. But the services are there on site. And the guidance counsellor, the other thing is, if a student, you know, there's deadlines in first year for every year for withdrawing from a programme if you're not happy. So let's say one of my students, my own children, withdrew from a programme, and we missed the deadline, about withdrawing without a penalty for year two. So you can only get year one once.
Yeah.
So the first deadline is the 31st of October. If you don't know that, like we didn't in our house many years ago, my student didn't put up his hand until it was Christmas time. So you would have to pay half the fees of first year. And if you didn't withdraw till Easter, then you pay the full fees the following year if you want to come back to college and do year one again in a different programme. So you only get first year once.
And as you said, it's likely the parents don't know that either. You know, they wouldn't know the deadlines to look out for.
No, and so this is what I do on my webinars and my talks. I talk really practical stuff, Mark. All the day-to-day stuff that happens outside the lecture halls. So it's the nitty-gritty of how colleges work. Like the Students' Union. If somebody has a student coming to college in Galway or Cork, wherever, away from home, and they're just not feeling they fit. Like, I talk to students, I say, look, the Students' Union is a hub. It's a social hub as well as everything else. And their first priority is for students. So hang around there, and you will meet other students that maybe are a little bit out of it as well and not feeling that they connect. And clubs and societies, the Students' Union run the clubs and societies. I just can't say how highly well they're run and how needed they are. And for, like, I paid €2 to join a society last year when I went back to college. €2. It was nothing. Like, it's cheaper than a cup of coffee. And you're meeting like-minded people. It can be drama, it can be sport, it can be art, it can be debating, it can be whatever. Like, the bigger colleges have hundreds of clubs and societies. You'll find something that suits you. Join one or two and get in early. I would say just get in early. You know, it could be table tennis, could be anything.
And I suppose one key aspect of this as well, for their, you know, targeting that 13% of students who do not progress, you know, is that it's not suited to some people, and that's fair enough, but you're missing out on a fantastic experience as well. Maybe not just academically, but just a fantastic social experience, independent living and all that. You know, it's an experience that if they can stay with it, it's worth it.
Oh, it is worth it. And I mean, I'm not about helicoptering students one iota for parents. That's not what it's about. And if students can feel that they have a sense of belonging in college, that is the most important thing. And how do you get that sense of belonging? You have to prioritise college, and that's where you have to be. You have to make that your number one and get into a routine really early. You know, get your timetable and say Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, I'm up early, I'm out early. So that means the nights before, like, I'm just not gone on the RAS completely. I need to be able to get up, get out and go to college. Yeah. I can go to the RAS and the other times when I'm less busy. And just create that routine about going to college. And the other thing, Mark, I'd say about, you know, part-time work, I totally get it. Like, everybody needs to work and everybody needs part-time work, and it's really hard. But if your part-time work is 2 hours away from the college, it's going to be really, really difficult to prioritise college.
Yeah.
And definitely if you're working in retail or something like that and it comes up to Christmas, like the retail, they want their staff in much more and you know, whatever, and the pressure's put. And I've seen it so often, students, and the pressure on students then. They have exams coming up, they have deadlines for assignments, and then they need the money. So if students can look at getting work closer to college, that would be much better. Some of the bigger colleges actually employ students in the canteens and in estates and, you know, whatever around the area. There's things like dog walking, there's things like babysitting. There's lots of different ways to earn your money and to be savvy about it and get out there early and look for work closer to college. I think that's a really good thing to do.
Yeah.
And first years, you know, coming to college, they'll be looking now, they'll get their CAO results tomorrow. And, you know, have a look at Digs as a first port of call when you're in first year. Because, you know, you go to Digs, is like you get bed, breakfast, and usually there's an evening meal. Everyone's different, but usually that's what it is, and you're with the family. And so first year, you can concentrate on settling into college, making your new friends, and you don't have to worry about where home is or where my food is coming from, or it just takes that stress away. I was a Diggs family for many years, and it just worked so well from both sides. Great fun and liveliness in the house. So I'm telling parents, don't be, if you have a room, don't be afraid of it. It's you know, once there's mutual respect on both sides, it works really, 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 really well.
Yeah. And Joan, what would you say to people who may be listening in and saying, look, you're mollycoddling them or you're spoon-feeding them and they should be let off and they'll figure it out for themselves and they'll discover it all in their own time?
I totally get that, and that's not what it is. Parents have to look at how their parenting changes from being, say, a manager to a mentor. That's really what you become when your child becomes 18 and an adult. Like, you're not doing the packed lunch, you're not doing the uniforms, they're all gone. The lifts are gone, all that is gone. The students have to know how to look after themselves. So you ask your students, do they know their vaccinations? Do they know their tetanus status, things like that? Have they made their own GP appointments? Like, that's not helicoptering. That's, let them know all these things, how to mind themselves. Do they know how to cook? Do they know if they have any allergies? Do they know what they are, what their status is? As a nurse working in a health centre, I don't know how many times I heard, if I asked them about some better vaccinations, do they have tetanus or, you know, whatever their vaccination history was? Oh, I'll ask me ma. They hadn't a clue, you know? So I want parents not to helicopter, but to help them become young adults standing up in their own right, so that, you know, they know how to use washing machines, they know how to cook. You know, these, all these things, they should be doing all those things now, you know. So it's not about helicoptering, and I don't think that's not what it's about. And the other side of that question you said about, you know, Molly Coddlin, so when you're only as happy as your unhappiest child. And when you have an unhappy child at home, every parent that's listening to me now knows what that feels like. And I want parents just to know what the options are out there, okay? How to steer them and how to mentor them so that that student can take their own decision and help themselves. That's really what it's all about at the end of the day.
Well, Joan, we're just about out of time, but thanks very much. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us this afternoon, and best of luck with
it. Can I just say that www.pathways.ie. I have a free webinar next Wednesday evening that parents and students, if they want, can tune into. And I'd be delighted to see them. I also do one-on-one family chats with students and parents if there's issues that maybe needs further ironing out.